This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Same-sex marriage.
The Prime Minister has previously said he supports a free vote.
Expressing
on
support for
equality.
A position that has overwhelming majority
and
support.
And our Parliament should be a place where we make site.
Things
happen.
Clearly on the agenda. A postal plebiscite is important.
Has anyone
different
really considered
to the plebiscite
how the public feel about this? Is it going to be a social issue? The impact on the Australian people to do with the plebiscite on same-sex marriage?
Say, and I think we should explore
this morning, he was clearly opening the door to a postal plebiscite, and he made the point that that could then allow Parliament to deal with this issue before
the
next election. This
would, of course, be for the Labor Party in the Senate to get out of the way and let the government deliver on the policy we took to the last election.
Confused? Yep. Don't blame you. On tonight's episode of The Informer, we're sorting through the hype to deliver you the facts on Australia's campaign for marriage equality.
Welcome to The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter. We are committed to bringing you the day's most important news and current affairs stories from an LGBTI perspective. If it matters to the LGBTI community, we will cover it. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS 0427 JOY 949 or email onair@joy.org.au or follow us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
I would hope there's a decision on this today if possible. The Australian people made their minds up about this over 10 years ago. You know, when the first time we passed a poll, over 50% of people were in favour. You know, over two-thirds of Australians in every single poll after poll in every corner of the country, people of faith and people not of faith, men, women, regardless of age, have said this should be the law of the land. And all that stands in the way now is politics, and that shouldn't be the case. And just as the Mayor said, parties should come together and work together to get this over the line. Equality for lesbian and gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex people shouldn't be the subject of party politics. It should rise above party politics. There's a way forward to do this now. Parliament has a majority in favour. This could be law by the end of next week, and there's no good reason for it not to be. Everyone has ran out of questions on this because it's so obvious.
It's Monday, the 2nd of August. I'm Daniel Roberts, your host on tonight's Informer.
And I'm Kate Kelly. The campaign for marriage equality has grown so much, it's now a regular part of our national conversation. This week, the debate also seems to hold the fate of our Prime Minister's career. Over the last 2 years, we've seen 22 countries legalise same-sex marriage.
In Australia, we've seen Conservative politicians argue against marriage equality for reasons as far-fetched as Asia hasn't, so why should we? And next we'll be marrying dogs. The debate has been intense, long-running and frequently ridiculous.
This week, it has heated up again, with some Liberal MPs threatening to introduce a private member's bill next week when Parliament resumes. These rebels, as they've been branded, are determined to find a resolution on the same-sex marriage debate. Even the threat of this vote is having drastic consequences inside an already volatile coalition.
But could it pass? Are we really in a position where marriage equality could be law within a week? Dean Arcuri spoke to Jamie Gardner, who has been involved in Australia's LGBTI movement for the past 40 years, to find out.
Everyone's reading news reports saying, we can have marriage equality by next week. In 7 days, this can all be changed. Before everyone jumps around and gets excited, I guess the question is this something that's actually possible?
Well, Dean, I suppose it's possible in the very remotest of senses. There are a number of people in the Liberal Party who want to get marriage equality to happen. There are a number who want it to not happen, and in fact want it to be delayed as long as possible.
Mm.
And technically, if four members of the Liberal Party, I think it's four, in the lower house decided to vote against their party, they could force the bringing on of a vote if Labor and the Greens supported them, which presumably they would. So although the Turnbull government has a one-vote majority in Parliament, you'd need four because of some variation in the Liberal Party rules. Now, the Liberal Party constitution allows its MPs to vote against the party decisions, and that used to be quite common, but in recent years it's become very forbidden by Tony Abbott and co. So it is possible that they could vote against the party position without getting expelled. Not that I think that they would find it easy, like subsequently. Well, but that doesn't matter. They could. Now, the question is whether we could get... So we could certainly get a marriage equality vote if some people voted against it. You know, there are three gay men in the Liberal Party in the lower house. There are a couple of outspoken supporters who are not gay but have said they'll join in. So there's enough Liberal MPs to force a vote. Almost certainly, if there was a vote, it would pass in the lower house and in the Senate. But there is no bill. So you can't have a vote in Parliament without a bill, and you can't have a bill passed through Parliament without a successful vote in both houses. There is talk of one of the Liberal backbenchers, or the Liberal backbenchers who are in favour of marriage equality, in this case, the gay Senator Dean Smith from Western Australia. He has apparently, or he and the group have apparently been working on something which they want to call a marriage equality bill. But from everything I've read in the newspaper, it's not a marriage equality bill. It's loaded with anti-gay religious exemptions, which would mean it is, at the best, a second-class marriage bill. So apparently there's no real marriage bill on the marriage equality bill in the offing. So frankly, I think it is highly unlikely. And the possibility is that there may be a very inadequate non-equality bill coming forward and a lot of hoo-ha and dissension within the Liberal Party, and they will then offer us something we don't want, because what we want is perfectly simple. We want equality. That's the issue.
Rightly so. Malcolm Turnbull did say, backbenchers in our party, backbenchers have always had the right to cross the floor. Is this a scenario where people from the media have grabbed different bits and pieces of information and are maybe creating the story and trying to channel the politics forward? Because from the way that it sounds from what you're saying, there's all these pieces of a puzzle, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's all flowing down the river.
You're absolutely right, Dean. It is not at all simple. There are lots of muddle. The media grab snippets. They have private conversations. Sometimes they don't only get a fragment of the picture and they make guesses. And all of that is fairly standard, and that's all right. But, you know, it's very hard. People have been waiting so long for this to happen, because, after all, the mistake that was made in the Parliament in 2004, our movement, our community and our friends have been fighting to undo that terrible vote, that terrible amendment in 2004. For what is it, 13 years now. And the last few years it's become clear that there's a majority of members in Parliament who, if they had a secret ballot, would vote for equality. Although, and when I said there are no bills coming forward, there are in fact two identical bills which were tabled at the beginning of the Parliament, of the current Parliament, last year, which would be perfectly okay. They're genuine equality bills. Like every bill in Parliament, they could probably be improved. I've got a couple of ideas. But they would be equality bills, and they were introduced by some of the crossbenchers and by the Labor Party, but no one is proposing at the moment in the Liberal Party to bring them forward. So we've got people running everywhere, people whispering in people's ears, and journalists who probably want to see something happen like we do, and sometimes they get overexcited. It's very unclear what's really happening. Apart from that little outline they gave before, there are people in the Liberal Party who want to get some movement, and they've been working to do something, and there are a lot of people in the Liberal Party and the National Party who want to prevent any movement, and they're getting all threatening and threatening to dump Malcolm Turnbull if he dares let it happen. So I think it's a spectator sport which may or may not get clear in the next few days, but it's certainly not clear now.
So before everyone pops the champagne and goes and buys a wedding dress, we just have to wait and see, and look and see what's going on.
That's absolutely right. Wait and see. At the moment, there's not even a marriage equality bill in the offing. So there's certainly no champagne yet, and frankly, I don't think that we'll have any chance of a marriage equality bill under the current parliament. We'll have to wait for the federal election.
That was Dean Arcuri speaking with activist Jamie Gardner.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Earlier today, I hit the streets of Melbourne to ask people what they thought about marriage equality. Here are their answers.
Do you think that same-sex attracted people should be able to marry?
Yes.
Absolutely. They should have the same rights as everybody else.
I'm for it. I think they should do it if they want to.
Of course.
Do you want to elaborate?
It just seems like such a no-brainer. Same-sex attracted people should have the same rights as everybody else.
Why do you think the marriage equality hasn't happened yet?
I think there are a small section of society that is against it due to their sort of backward religious beliefs, and they seem to have some kind of power influencing the politicians, and it's a shame that we're stuck because of them.
That is a really good question.
I feel like it's become a bit of a political tool, unfortunately, with a lot of the parties in sort of a bargaining chip. And it should have happened a long time ago, but it obviously hasn't.
I don't think there's any reason as to why, apart from a few dickheads.
Because there's too much money for, like, silly people in politics.
No idea.
People aren't open-minded.
Are you bored of the conversation yet?
I kind of am, because I think that, you know, majority of Australians through all of the media polls that we've seen over the recent years actually want to see this go ahead. So it's like, let's just move with it.
Yes.
No, not at all, actually. I kind of feel like it's, you know, a thing that's keeping the momentum going.
Yes, so just change it. It's not hard. Why are we so far behind?
Yes. I don't understand why we're still asking this question.
Are you bored of having this national conversation?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You want to move on?
Yeah. Let's move on.
Do you think
that was Kate talking marriage equality with Melbourne CBD?
Yeah, I think it puts us behind.
Of course it does. Leading national advocacy group, the Equality Campaign, today called on the Australian government to deliver marriage equality via a conscience vote when it resumes next week. We're going to hear from Lord Mayor Robert Doyle, Tiernan Brady, co-chair of the Equality Campaign, Anna Brown, and CEO of Stand Up Events, Angie Green, speaking from the event.
I suppose what we'd like to say is, in the middle of all of the politics that's ongoing at the minute, it can be easy to forget what this is about. This is about real people, our brothers and sisters, our mothers and fathers, our sons and daughters, our work colleagues and our teammates. And all they want to do is to be able to get on with their lives the same as everyone else. They want the same aspirations as everybody who plays on the same team as them, the same dignity. And our laws should reflect that. The Australian people have made their mind up on this a long time ago, and it's time that the world of politics caught up with where the Australian people are. And all we're asking today is that people would get on with the job, do their job, and make equality a reality for these real people who just want the same status that's available to every single person in this country.
I'd just like to say we're at a really, really exciting time for the campaign. I think for the first time it's clear that marriage equality is within reach, and we call on Parliament to work together and deliver this reform in the coming weeks. It's really exciting that finally we have the chance to deliver equality and fairness for same-sex couples, their families, their friends and their colleagues all around Australia.
I'm very proud to stand here with Tina and Anna and my friend Angie Green, and also the young men and women behind us, and friends and family, you know, faces that you're more likely to see on a sporting field than as behind a political cause. But that shows you something about the reach of the equality campaign, and I want to thank them for being a part of it today. You know, when I think of Melbourne, I think of equality. I think of us as a welcoming place. I think of us as an inclusive place. But you know, while we don't have marriage equality, then we aren't that tolerant, inclusive, welcoming, equal place. And that's my aspiration for Melbourne. That's where I want us to be, and that's where I'm proud to be here with these young sports people to be part of this movement. So thank you for coming along and helping us to give it a voice. It seems a long time ago, back in 2013, I think I was the first Conservative politician to call for marriage equality. If it seems like a long time for me back to 2013, I hate to think what it's like for some of the activists who've been fighting this for decades now. I'm a little disappointed that it's become a discussion about how we make this decision. That's not the important part to me. it's the decision itself. Let's just get on with it and do it. I don't know what mechanism will be used. The Prime Minister went to the election saying he would have a plebiscite. He's reiterated that. There's been talk about some sort of postal plebiscite. There's been talk about a conscience or a free vote. Look, I think we'd like to see the Parliament come together. And even though they might disagree in substance, let's have a debate and let's get on with it. That's what I want to say.
Thank you so much for being here, especially to the people behind me who are absolutely incredible and fight this fight with us. Being a 30-year-old straight woman, I absolutely detest the fact that I have certain privileges that members of my family do not. I'm one of three. I've got two older brothers and only two of us can get married, and I absolutely detest that fact. There is no way that I would ever be able to get married knowing that so many of my family and friends cannot. It's a very human issue. We're speaking about real people, real lives, and people who just deserve the same rights as everyone else. I thank you all so much for being here. It's something very close to my heart and to so many people behind me. Please, let's just get this done so we can prove that we really are the equal and inclusive country that we always claim to be.
That was Lord Mayor Robert Doyle, Tiernan Brady, co-chair of the Equality Campaign Anna Brown, and CEO of Stand Up Events Angie Green, speaking from today's media call.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Why have you come out today?
Well, it's something I feel really strongly about. I think it's absolute madness that there isn't equality in this country when it comes to being able to choose to marry who you love. And it's so simple to change, it can be so quick to change, and yet there's still resistance and it's just madness. And I think we've all got someone that we know, you know, a friend, a relative that's affected directly by this, and when you see how much it upsets them and frustrates them, anything I can do, as little as it might be, to hopefully help spread the awareness and give it a bit of a push, then I'm happy to help out.
At this very minute in Brighton, the AME are holding a community forum on marriage equality. Dean Arcuri spoke to Victorian Director Tim Peppard about why it's important to keep this conversation going.
It's very important that the legislators realise that there is strong support across a broad range of people in the electorates for marriage equality. The comments from certain Liberal MPs recently that it's only a minor interest to some people in the community is not accurate. There is broad support for marriage equality across a wide range of people in electorates. In fact, out of 150 electorates across Australia, only one electorate in northern Queensland doesn't have majority support for marriage equality.
I all know how we feel as a community, as our community feels.
Yes.
Do we still need to keep spreading the word and keeping people talking about it who aren't a part of the LGBTIQA?
Absolutely. In fact, it is our supporters who are not directly part of the LGBTIQ community, in fact the A in the allies, who are in fact the most persuasive to straight federal MPs. I find it interesting that in the media, Warren Inch is referred to as heterosexual crocodile hunting MP, as if his view is surprising to support marriage equality. In fact, there's talk that there are the four gay, out gay MPs, three in the lower house and Dean Smith in the Senate, but the fact that other straight MPs are prepared to actively vote yes on the issue gains surprise in the press. And so because of that, it's very important that our straight allies, family members, work colleagues, neighbours, everybody, contact their MP and say, my wife and I, or my husband and I, or my parents and I want to support this issue on a matter of fairness and equality, and it's important to us.
This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs programme. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation. SMS us on 0427 JOY 949, email on air at joy.org.au, or add us on Twitter at The Informer JOY.
Well, for me, it's pretty simple. My brother's gay. You know, he's got a heart and soul. He loves, he's loved, and I think he should have the same rights that we all have. I've got a beautiful wife, and he should have a beautiful husband. So it's as simple as that for me.
Simple as.
Well, I'm actually engaged, but I can't get married. So, yeah, it's like, obviously, yeah, it's about myself, but it's also about friends, and it's also about, you know, parents that don't actually have an opportunity to attend a wedding and give away their daughter because of, you know, of who they are. So,
what's that like, do you think, for your parents?
I don't really think they've actually really given it too much thought. I've probably given it more thought than them, but but look, there's certainly, you know, probably for my dad, you know, that's always your dad's dream, I guess, of giving away their daughter, and he doesn't have the opportunity to do that. So it's as much about myself and friends and but more so family that don't get to enjoy that.
And how important do you think this kind of momentum is behind the campaign?
It's massively important, I think, because I think what we've learned, the impact starts when they're children, once they kind of discover who they are. And at the moment, these gay, lesbian, trans kids, once they realise who they are and who they love and who they want to be loved by, they automatically feel they're different to the person next to them who's straight, because they can't get married or they can't do A, B and C. So I think the momentum's enormous, and I think the most important thing is, once it gets passed, which it should, 10 minutes later no one will really care because life goes back to normal, other than for the people that now feel like they're, you know, an equal part to society. So no, hopefully it's an exciting time for everyone.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
So, Kate, it's been great we've been able to do this show today, a full episode dedicated to marriage equality.
Yes, most certainly.
I had a great opportunity today. I went to my first media call, and it was the media call on marriage equality. And the buzz there was great. And so there's obviously this real push that we're experiencing. And I guess it's all about sort of breaking through that media buzz and figuring out exactly what does this mean, and when is it going to happen?
Yeah, I think you're completely right. You know, I think advocates and activists who've worked in this field definitely deserve a round of applause, because it's not the last week that they've been doing it. They've been doing this now for 10, 15 years. You know, when Howard first changed the law in 2014 to specify that it was just between a man and a woman, they stepped up and say, hey, no, we don't like that. And now it's in 2017 and we've had 18 bills introduced into federal parliament to legalize same-sex marriage, and every one of those has got knocked back. So if you were one of those activists, you know, surely you must just feel so tired and emotionally drained, and I can really sympathize with that. And I think it's a wonderful thing that they just keep pushing through and keep pushing through, because it really gives the broader community hope, and it really, you know, gives us this sense of it is not when, it is, you know, by how, and it is going to happen. You know, apparently even Tony Abbott this week was caught privately saying that marriage equality, it's definitely going to be a thing, and they're going to lose that battle. And even if he's saying to his mates that it's a thing, I think everyone around the nation recognises it.
I mean, I think the fact that we have to recognise that there is no bill currently sitting there waiting for us. So once it passes, as in people say, yes, let's do it, we still have to wait for that to go through. So people have to remember that. So they have to keep pushing, keep campaigning. But at least we know from the stats that the support is out there in the country.
Yeah, you're most certainly right. You know, we have to see this bill enter. And as far as my personal opinion goes, I don't believe it will be this bill. I think having those four Liberal MPs at the moment, I think they're going to get an onslaught the next week from the Conservative right that Malcolm Turnbull is also beholden to. So I don't think you will see it in this bill. But I think it's definitely coming. And whether that's, you know, in the next election, that seems to be what realistically most people are saying. You know, the LGBTI community is going to be there pushing for it until then, definitely. Yeah. But you're perfectly correct when, you know, it says, let's look at the bill when it comes. Let's keep the momentum up. Let's continue the push and support people who are on the front line. Yeah, most definitely. So I went out on the streets and I talked to some people. It was interesting. I got hit on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Some guy asked if he wanted to hang out with me, if I wanted to hang out with him later.
Oh, cool. See, it pays to go out and ask questions.
Yeah.
No?
I politely declined.
Okay.
And then I gave him 30.
If he's listening, sorry.
Yeah. I gave him 30 cents, though. But sorry, it was a weird situation. But people were really, you know, when they did let me speak to them, they were really like, I am with you. They were so direct. They were instant passion. You could see in their faces and their persona. It was just like, yes, why hasn't this happened? Yes, of course I'm for it. Kind of like, stop asking. Like,
absolutely. I had almost exactly the same experience at the media call. I spoke to a few interesting people, spoke to the famous Sam Wood, the Bachelor of a few years ago. Very easy on the eye and very for the marriage equality campaign. So like we said, the support's out there.
Yeah, it most certainly is. You know, at the biggest statistics, it's sort of 72. At the smallest, it's 53, you know. And this is different polling that's done kind of almost monthly by marriage equality campaigners, but big ones at least once a year. You know, even before the election in 2016, the ABC did one that said most people would vote for the plebiscite because everyone's okay with it. The numbers are there. The numbers are there.
Exactly.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
We had so many guests tonight and we want to thank them all for taking the time to speak to us. With so much talk of marriage equality buzzing around our ears, we're really grateful we got to dedicate an entire show laying the landscape for the inevitable debate that's going to be moving forward over the next few weeks. We'd also like to thank our Informer team for putting the show together. My name is Daniel Roberts.
And I'm Kate Kelly. The Informer will be back tomorrow night with our regular segment. Sorry, can we?
Yep.
Yeah. The Informer will be back tomorrow night with our regular segment, The Journo's Corner, as well as Chicks Talking Footy. If you love the news and would like to become a part of the Joy 94.9 family, we have a few volunteer vacancies on the Informer team. We're looking for volunteer presenters, producers, panelists, podcasts, and social media masters. If you love The Informer and would like to get involved, we'd love to have you. Just email theinformer@joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.